From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Rebecca Roberts.
And I'm Robert Siegel. An unexpected announcement today from the Pentagon. General Peter Pace will leave as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he decided against another term for Pace after conferring with Senate leaders.
I am no stranger to contentious confirmations, and I do not shrink from them. However, I have decided that at this moment in our history, the nation, our men and women in uniform, and General Pace himself would not be well served by a divisive ordeal.
The Bush administration has chosen Admiral Michael Mullen, currently the Chief of Naval Operations, to head the Joint Chiefs. For more now on the announcement and what it means, we're joined by NPR defense correspondent Guy Raz. Guy, was there any indication at all of this coming today?
You know, Robert, I traveled with the Secretary last week, and in some of the conversations I had with some of the senior defense officials who were traveling as well, there was a real non-committal answer when the issue of General Pace's future was raised. Now, a few weeks ago, I would say his renomination wasn't in doubt at all, and basically that's what Gates said today, that he had intended to renominate Pace. Basically, the bottom line is Pace has either been the chairman or the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs for the past 6 years, and he's so tied to the Iraq policy that basically his confirmation hearing would have been a kind of referendum on the president's policies and of course, on the policies of the Pentagon under Donald Rumsfeld. So Gates simply wanted to avoid that. At least that's what he said today.
The divisive ordeal that he spoke of, that we heard him speaking of a moment ago, then would have been much discussion of Iraq during Pace's confirmation hearings, if there had been them.
Absolutely, yeah.
Is this the equivalent, then, of Peter Pace being fired?
I think so, yes. I mean, Pace certainly wanted to be renominated, and it's unusual for a Joint Chiefs chairman to serve just one term. Usually they are renominated. But as I say, he was going to be held up to the light by Congress, and his time at the Pentagon was going to be deconstructed. Now, for the past 2 years, really, since he's become the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, his critics have complained that he wasn't independent enough, that he was kind of a yes man. And then something strange happened in the past week. It came to light that General Pace actually sent a letter of support to the judge who handed down the sentence to Scooter Libby. Mr. Libby, who was sentenced to prison in connection with the outing of the CIA operative Valerie Plame.
He sent a letter in support of Louis Libby.
Of a lenient sentence, that's right. Now, of course, that case became a kind of a case against the pre-war Iraq intelligence. So Pace, having gotten himself involved in this Libby issue on top of everything else, certainly was going to be held to account by Congress.
Well, what can you tell us about the man nominated to succeed him, Admiral Mullen?
Well, he's a Navy man, Admiral, of course. And if you notice, Robert, the last three Joint Chiefs chairmen have all come from different service branches. So there was the Army Chief, Hugh Shelton, the Air Force Chief, Dick Myers, and then in Peter Pace's case, the Marines. So Mullen's appointment was somewhat expected. He is the Chief of Naval Operations at the moment. He's the highest-ranking naval officer, and actually he's the longest-serving member of the Joint Chiefs. He's sort of the dean of the Joint Chiefs. He served on it longer than anybody else on the staff right now.
And might his approach be any different from that of General Pace?
It's hard to tell. I mean, he was appointed by Donald Rumsfeld, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. I think Mullen is going to be under some pressure, public and congressional pressure for sure, to do his job in the way he's supposed to do it. And that is basically, as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, you're supposed to provide the president with independent military advice, and advice that's not tainted by politics.
It's NPR defense correspondent Guy Raz. Thank you, Guy.
Thank you.